The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you doing?
I'm good, you?
I'm great.
Oh, Jesus, it's already started. All right, you know what?
Huh.
Little break, just a little break.
Okay.
Maybe towards the end of the day when you're feeling saucy, it's Friday, I get it.
Oh, I'm zesty.
Yeah, you're zesty, that's right. I'm sure you won't even be watching football this weekend, right? You just don't care, it just doesn't interest you.
Man, my Pat Mahomes imitation is great.
It's gotten really, really good. I mean, every time I'm like, is that Mahomes? I thought maybe we were having an in-studio interview today when I got here.
Straight out by my side.
That's very good. Very good.
And then my little fingers, come here, come here.
Clearly watched that video many, many, many times, over and over and over. You will be watching football this weekend.
Of course I will be.
And you will be excited to watch football this weekend because you are a Chiefs fan, as is your son. Mm-hmm. Your son's a Chiefs fan. I mean, if nothing more, if we're going to go back on years of Chiefs fandom that you've shown me, then at the very least, your son is a fan. And that means something to you.
Yeah.
So, you know, I wish that you still had that energy that you did back when you were hitting old ladies in the parking lot of Arrowhead.
I was a big Tyler Pelco guy.
I think that was Trent Green, actually, back then. That's how long ago that was.
But, I mean, you know, coming through, I was a big Tyler Pelco guy.
I know you were. I know you were. You thought they made a lot of smart moves.
Rusty Stanzi, or whatever the hell his name was.
Ricky Stanzi. Wasn't that his name? I think it's Ricky Stanzi. The quarterback
from Iowa State.
Yeah, Aaron Murray, who we never saw play. Yeah.
I like all those guys.
What happened to him? They're like,
he's on TV.
He had, when they drafted him, they said he'd set the
SEC record.
SEC. Yeah. Okay, I thought
Georgia?
It was the SEC record.
Yeah, Georgia quarterback?
Yeah, most yards in a season. I was like,
came right after Stafford, I think.
And then nothing. Well, who was the guy, back in like 2004 or 5? He was a backup, but the Chiefs drafted him, and he was on Hard Knocks when the Chiefs first did Hard Knocks, and his wife was a smoke show. Remember that guy?
That was Ricky Stanzi, wasn't it?
No. I think Ricky Stanzi came later. Ricky Stanzi was like a third stringer when
Aaron
he came
Murray.
In.
Didn't he marry the lady on TV?
No, I think Murray, yeah, but I think that was later.
Hillary something, yeah.
But I
do
think that was later.
Furniture when they moved here.
Mm-hmm. I could be wrong. I was thinking that the Murray thing was a little bit later. But, yeah, we've been through several. You know what?
Brody Croyle
is exactly what I was thinking of. What happened to him?
Yeah.
You keeping tabs on him?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan.
Are you?
Yeah.
Where did he play in college?
Brody, Alabama.
Is that true?
I think so.
Sounds good enough.
I don't know for sure.
Ricky Stanzi, Iowa? I said Iowa for Ricky Stanzi. Was that right?
Iowa. Yeah.
Boom! Snow cone. Look at that.
I got it right?
No, I got it right. I knew where Ricky Stanzi
was.
After I said it. I said it earlier. You weren't even listening to me.
What about Brody Croyle? Where did he go?
I'm checking.
Yeah. I think he went to Alabama.
Alabama, sure. Alabama sounds right. Of all those.
Thigpen?
Tyler Thigpen.
He went to Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, I knew that. Only because that was the first I'd heard of Coastal Carolina, honestly. And I know you'd probably heard of Coastal Carolina.
Damon Heward. He was your favorite.
Yeah, Heward. And
did he go to.
I assume he went to Washington.
All the Hewards
did.
UW.
Correct.
All right.
You kind of get confused
because
there's a Brock,
the family.
A Damon, and then a nephew, too.
Right.
There's a nephew who went to Washington. So you're like, did they all go there? That's a tricky, because I am pretty good at where did the quarterback go to college? That's one that's kind of tricky, because you're like, wait.
Did they all go to UW?
Right, because how much older is Damon and Brock? Could they have gone to UW at the same, you know what I mean? Like, could they have both played?
Which one did radio that I hung out with?
Brock.
That was Brock for sure?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the jersey that I had was for Damon. Because he came in when someone got hurt. I don't remember who. Boy, was it Matt Castle? Somebody got hurt for the Chiefs.
You love Damon Heward.
Well, that year they said, look at Heward. He had better numbers than Peyton Manning.
Walk around with a splitting Diet Coke and a Damon Heward shirt.
It was a gift,
by the
way.
People just pointing at you.
It was a gift. The guys behind me thought that's cool. They were like, that guy's a Chiefs fan.
No, they're like, that guy's got a Heward shirt.
They said, check it out. This guy's got a Heward shirt.
Yeah, they didn't say, like, that's cool.
They said, literally, the words were, check it out. This guy's got a Heward shirt.
Were they chuckling when they said it?
He said, check it out.
This guy's
got a Heward shirt.
They're basically originally like, check out, this guy bought a Huard shirt.
My ex bought it for me, but it was, check it out, this guy's got a Huard shirt. I think they were like, wow, what a fan.
A big Elvis Gerbach fan, me.
You know,
Michigan hero, legend.
I know you loved him because of Michigan.
His name's Elvis.
We had hope at the time. Elvis is the number one reason to like him, really.
Right.
He was a little like, I don't know if he was like this in Michigan, but he had a reputation for being a little whiny after games, like blaming players for stuff, you know. Stuff that I wouldn't have even noticed, except the media kept saying, he shouldn't do that, he shouldn't do that. I was a Trent Green fan. That season that we went and saw the Chiefs lose, unfortunately, to the Colts against Peyton Manning in that no-pump playoff game. To me, that was, up until now, that was really... I know people would say the Joe Montana team was the greatest because you had Marcus Allen and Joe Montana. And sure, you can make that argument for sure. But I thought that that Trent Green team, just because the that offensive that line that year, and Dick Vermeil, and yeah, Holmes would have been there, right? Dante Hall.
Larry Johnson as backup.
Larry Johnson might have started the next year or two, but he might have been around. Yeah, but that was, I mean, that was just one of those, just like Josh Allen has run into and so many others, they just ran into, unfortunately, Peyton Manning at the same time, because I think they were Super Bowl bound for sure. That was a good team. And I love Trent. I mean, I'm not saying he's my favorite guy to hear on TV. I just like hearing him on TV. I like that Trent stuck around, you know? Because I don't know where he's from, but I do recall an episode of... Hard Knocks, where he was playing in Miami. I think you probably remember this, Lazo. And one of the coaches went up to, as he's running off the field, I think it was like a preseason game, and he runs up to Trent Green and says, you sell your house in Kansas City yet? And he goes, no, not yet. And he goes, don't do it. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And you were like, ooh, that means they're probably going to offer him a job or something.
Yeah, right.
And the next thing I know, my friend's kids are playing soccer with him. Yeah. And now he lives here calling games. So at least he did. I don't know. Lazo, in Detroit, that's probably a common thing.
But that people stay?
That someone comes back, sticks around.
No, not really.
In Kansas City, it's pretty rare. If they're not from here, especially when they're from California and places like that, it's pretty rare that they stick around. You can name, I think, all of them on a hand. Probably maybe two. I'm going to bet you need two hands. Who stayed
here?
George Brett.
Yeah.
George Brett is the one. Trent Green we've just been talking about, so he's fresh on my mind. After that, I'm going to have to start doing some research.
Of people who stayed?
Of people who stayed, yeah, who decided to live in Kansas City afterwards. You know, as a fan, that's kind of your ultimate, like, wow, they chose, like Lazo always says, he chooses to live here.
Yeah.
Those people chose to live here. You're like, well, look at that. In Detroit, I'm not making fun
Albert
of Detroit.
Pujols, right? Didn't he, I mean, he didn't play here, but doesn't he live here?
I don't think he lives here, though.
He lives here.
I just think he, I mean, he did live here, right?
I don't
know. Went to school here. Didn't he play it? Thought he lived in Independence.
Yeah.
Am I mixing up players here? But I don't think that he lives here now. I think people would know. But maybe not. This is a small enough town that if someone like that's walking around, you hear stories like, hey, did you hear who's out and about? And those stories
Neil Smith.
Neil Smith is a great one. He's like my hero. Go. So, and I got to meet him when he used to come up here. He brought me cookies one day.
Yeah, that's right.
That was... What athlete was the... I don't know what the opposite of a letdown would be, because they say never meet your heroes. What athlete absolutely was everything you hoped they would be and more when you got to meet them? I mean, Buck O'Neill goes without saying, but like for you in Detroit, who was your...
Well, George Brett here was awesome. People hate him, but he was awesome.
True. I've never had a problem with him.
He was rude to me at a Royals game once.
But he had a good sense of humor when you're making fun of him.
He did, but he was out. So I think he was able to turn it on, turn it off. Like if you're out and you see him in a Royals game, you say hi, he'll just walk right by. He did that to me. Like
okay.
He big-timed me for sure. But when he was in the studio, he was really affable and nice.
Yeah,
I just think he knows how to just turn it on, because I made fun of him for having hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
Because I was like, if this guy's going to, you know, now you're in my domain. Everybody says you're a dick. You know what? How about this?
Time to talk about
you. You're my favorite player until you didn't play in the World Series because you got ass problems. And he just laughed about it.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart. You will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Anything going on this weekend?
Not I know.
Watch on TV. Nothing exciting.
A lot of that.
I mean,
a lot of prancing around the green grass.
Oh, another AFC championship?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's every year, though.
Yeah. The Patrick Mahomes Invitational.
How many is this in a row?
This is seven.
Seven, right. Seven. So your kid's never been alive in a time when they weren't just going to AFC Championship
games.
Every
year he's been alive.
There's one in their division every year.
Invitational.
Yeah. Huh. Crazy. Well, you know, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. And it's sort of like being born rich as opposed to being born poor or being born blind and losing your sight. I don't know what the right answer is. I would think that it's probably best to suffer for a long time. At least it's got to be entertaining, make it fun, but you got to have your heart broken, and that way you can really appreciate the wins. I don't see how you could possibly get across to a six-year-old the magnitude of what it means for the Chiefs to win a Super Bowl, let alone multiple Super Bowls.
I tried last weekend to tell them that.
It's just impossible,
every year,
though, right?
Every year, like, you don't understand how I went 30 years with none of this.
Right.
And you've had it every year. And he's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm excited for him. I'm happy for him.
I remember that kid crying as we left the Royals World Series loss in 2014, I think that was the year that they lost. He's crying to his dad. And he says, you know, this is never going to happen again. They suck. They stink. And he's already done. Like, you know, he's just giving up on the team. And the dad's like, well, you know, we've been coming to these games for a long time. And it's been 30 years since anything really all that interesting happened. You know, might have a shot next year. And I was very happy for him. I hope that that kid made it to the game. But I don't think you can. It's just like, it's the same with money. I don't think you can be born with money and fully appreciate
what it's
like to live on the margins
of course.
Know that when you look in your account.
It's a different perspective.
It's just, and I think it's probably better to go without and then have. So if you want to fully appreciate it, I think. Now, your kid is going to go without. Once Mahomes' era is over, whatever happens, there will be a drought. You don't know for sure, but there's odds saying,
most likely,
statistically, there's a good likelihood that he'll go without for a while.
We'll be what the Patriots are now. Just trash.
Yeah, why does it? That does seem to happen a lot, where, you know, it's not like you can have a graceful. I mean, there's been some, I suppose,
yeah,
but there's
so
many.
The Colts almost had it with Andrew Luck. That would have been a good transition.
Yeah, I never understood what happened with Andrew Luck.
But they had that
talked
one
to Laz about that off the air sometime. Like, was Andrew Luck a great quarterback?
Yeah, he was awesome.
So what was.
Why did he just retire?
Yeah, was it because he was worried about head injuries? I recall that being a thing, right?
That's what he said.
Didn't he say he was worried about head injuries? He's just worried about
he wanted to be able to beat his kids and stuff.
But
what's the farthest he ever got? How many seasons?
They were in the playoffs for sure.
Yeah, for sure. He was good.
But
how many
seasons
was it? Like three or four?
Mm,
it wasn't a lot.
I would think he was playing
play?
At least that
like
long.
10 at least.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I would think so.
I was going to say
he played
five
like
or more
four or something.
No. He played longer than that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But I never knew if he lived up. Like, was he as good as everyone had hoped he would be? Because obviously, there were other issues with that team, but he seemed great.
Yeah.
And then just like, yeah, I'd like to be able to enjoy my life in my.
Right.
40s and 50s, I guess, which, okay, sure, if that's what you want to do, go ahead, try it. I'm here now telling you it's about a lot more than just not having pain, you know, not being able to remember how to get to the gas station. There's other things, but he's got money, so he should be.
You may not be able to remember how to get to the gas station anyway.
He'd be fine.
Seven seasons.
There you go. Well, actual sports expert is going to come on the show
today.
Oh,
that's good. Danny Parkins
is going to be on to talk a little playoff football with us.
He's my favorite person
tonight.
On FS1.
I know you love him. He's the best.
He's always been my favorite sports
I couldn't
guy.
Name another person. Well, Cowherd. I do like him.
Oh, you know what? I do like Cowherd.
I do like him, but otherwise I couldn't tell you another person on that network. But I love Danny, and I'm excited he's going to be on the show.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo, what's up, guys?
Our friend Danny Parkins. We wanted to get you on the air. I know you're a busy guy, a TV guy, you're on FS1, Breakfast Ball, a lot of things going on in your life. But a big weekend for Chiefs fans, and I think, are you still a Chiefs fan, or are you more of a Bears fan?
You know, I'm a Bears fan, Chiefs fan. I get a lot of crap for being a guy who also roots for the Chiefs, despite being from Chicago, but whatever, screw them. The Chiefs get way too much hate today, by the way, nationally. It's annoying.
Well,
I don't know how this happened.
Don't tell that to Laszlo, because he's a contributor. For sure, 100%. It didn't help that the Lions lost this last weekend, but yeah. He sends us videos constantly of people making fun of Patrick Mahomes.
With his hand down, little twinkle toes.
Calling him twinkle toes, talking about how the Chiefs, you know, win games because
with
of the refs.
His hand bringing people there, his other hand flat out by his side. Come on back, boys, come on back. Travis, come back to the line. Gotta hurry up.
This is what we deal with. And only got worse when the Lions lost, so.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. You can't control his bias. the flop by Mahomes was bad.
Yes.
Like, even he admitted, he's like,
you know, I did like that he said, yeah, I probably shouldn't have done that.
It's bad, and in the moment, I went, God, I wish he wouldn't have done that, because I don't like flopping. I don't like it in soccer, I don't like it in basketball, I don't like it. But I was listening to Bill Simmons, whom I respect a lot. He's like, I love it. He was like, work within the rules, man, you need to teach that to other players. And I was like, okay, there's somebody who's not even a Chiefs fan defending him, but honestly, I don't like it. I don't like it, and I'd like to see it go away.
Yeah, you can't like, but if you like, I'm not gonna like this sport or this guy because of flopping, like the only sport you're allowed to like is hockey.
Yeah, no, you're right. Well,
because they do it in baseball too. They're like, "Oh, that ball totally hit me," and then it's slow motion. Like, that ball didn't hit you. What are you doing? Right.
And we don't have to get into this too much. But it's just Lazo had talked about that before. He's talked about Mahomes running up the sideline, the stutter step, the stop, the trying to get the flag.
I will say that does bother me.
And he was doing both in that moment,
rule, Danny. And Mahomes has mastered it. And by the way, I think it's great, and he should do it. There's no doubt in my mind I would coach people to do it. And he does it better than anybody. But that run towards the sideline, get your back straight up, stutter step like you're going to run out of bounds, and then turn left real quick and get 6-7 more yards and hold the ball out. And then when someone hits you, go flying through the Gatorade stand and get 15 more yards. It's like, we can't hit you, and you make it look like you're going out of bounds, but now we've seen you on tape do this, so then we hit you and we get an extra 15 yards. Like, to me, he was trying to do that again with the flop.
That's exactly what he was doing.
He did that with the flop. It's so obvious that what he's doing, but you know, like I said, it is within the rules and it's smart.
Well, and Brady said it on your network, Danny. It's something Lazo and I have been saying for a long time. Just change the rules. If you're going to run with the ball, you can get hit like anyone else running with the ball. Once you leave the pocket and you become the offense of the team, people can stop you by hitting you.
Yeah, I thought the better Brady line was actually when he was like, it's not the defense's job to protect the offense. You know what I mean? You've got to protect yourself. So if you want to be a runner, be a runner. If you want to slide, slide and give yourself up as a runner, and then you get protected again by the rules. But what Mahomes did, what Josh Allen has done, it's Bush League. No one can defend that. But everything else, like if the refs have it in or that there's a conspiracy theory or like it's just nauseating. And what I said today on the show was like I understood why the Patriots were hated because it was 20-plus years. You know, they won 17 straight divisions. There was Spygate. There was Deflategate. There was like a tight end who committed a homicide. There are real reasons to hate the Patriots. Like if you already are sick of the Chiefs winning, Mahomes is 29. Like you're going to be angry for the next 15 years. So, yes, I like the Chiefs, and I'm from Kansas City, like my mom's side of the family, and live there and work there and covered them and all that. So, sure, like excuse me, a bias in the positive direction. But like, I like greatness. I rooted for Tiger Woods. Like I can't imagine being just a casual NFL fan and being sick of them already.
It makes it so much easier to watch when Lazo, over the years, convinced me to be a Brady fan. My instinct was to hate Brady, be sick of the Patriots pretty early on, like, Jesus Christ, the Patriots again, Brady again. But over the years, Lazo got me around to this way of thinking of, like, enjoy it. He's great. Why hate him? You don't have to hate him. You are allowed to like him. Just give it a shot. Just tell yourself. It's kind of like smiling, faking it till you make it. Pretend like you like him and see what happens.
It's tougher when your team is in battling that human being.
That's for sure.
Like,
a lot of times they weren't.
Because I'm a Pistons fan.
Yeah.
But I hate him.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
No, like if you're a Bills fan, a Ravens fan.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's fair.
A Ravens fan, a Broncos fan, a Chargers fan, or a Raiders fan, I completely get it.
Right.
But if you're a Commanders fan or like a Jaguars fan and you're like, I am sick of the Chiefs.
Yeah, no,
I don't know.
Right.
It seems a little early.
Although, let me say this for early because I think this is an interesting take. And I like to give you my takes.
Yeah, and I love to steal them.
If the Commanders beat the Eagles, and then the Commanders beat the Chiefs, and Daniels has great games in both of them, can he then look at Mahomes and say, there's a new kid in town, pass the torch?
Well, Mahomes won't pass the torch, and he obviously will have, you know, 3 rings to 1. But like,
hypothetically, will he be able to say, and will that be the conversation, like, hey, there's a new kid in town?
No doubt. And look, I think we can already say some pretty incredible superlatives about Jaden Daniels without it being like, is he better than Mahomes? I mean, some people might say it, but I think it would be ridiculous. But like,
but if he beat him,
quarterback. Well, no, listen, yeah, and if he beats him, then he has that over everybody. Like, only guy who could say that he beat Mahomes in a Super Bowl is Brady.
Right.
You know, so, like, it would be a pretty incredible accomplishment, and you would, sure, at least be able to make the argument. Jaden Daniels, man, it's the best rookie quarterback season ever. I don't think you can debate that at this point.
Uh-uh.
They're doing it because of him, right? Like, Ben Roethlisberger won the games, but he was carried by the defense. Russell Wilson, same thing. Is he the best quarterback in the NFC already? You taking him over Stafford, Lazo?
I mean, well, I don't know if he's better than Stafford right now. But he's certainly like, you know, that question is he better right now, or who would you rather have on your team? You'd rather have him on your team.
You'd rather have him on your team. He's younger. If you needed to win a game tomorrow.
If I was in the playoffs tomorrow, I'd take Stafford. Probably. But I wouldn't. I'd think about that.
Yeah, I bet you would if you saw him put up 45 on the Lions.
Yeah.
He
looked good.
And he's likable. He's super cool. And I feel like people are rooting for him. They like him.
Oh, yeah. It's an incredibly likable story. And he's the guy, the type of guy that gives, like, Jets fans, Bears fans, hope. And by the way, I felt like Mahomes was the same thing. Like, the Chiefs went, 40 years without winning a single game with a quarterback they drafted?
Yeah.
You had to go back to Todd Blackledge, and then you get Mahomes, and it's like, oh, and now we're the best team ever. So I was like, oh, maybe that'll be Mitch Trubisky or Justin Fields in Chicago. And it wasn't. And then I just moved the torch. I'm like, yeah, maybe it'll be Caleb Williams. So, yeah, he represents hope.
And it's not. Just, you know.
It might be. You don't know that. Your coordinator is now my coach. And,
yeah, what do you think about that? The Lions OC going to Chicago.
Man, I love it. He's the best offense in football the last 3 years. He called the plays, so it's not like when the Bears hired Matt Nagy from Kansas City and it was like, okay, you took Andy Reid's assistant?
Right.
what the hell did he do? He just worked with Andy Reid, and I liked the hire because I was hopeful. But Ben Johnson, at least, he is responsible for the offense. Now, obviously, the Bears don't have that offensive line, and the Lions are stacked as a roster, but you could fail with an offensive coach. You could fail with a defensive coach. You could fail with a retread coach. I like taking a swing at a young offensive guy who's been a play caller. So I like the hire a lot.
Okay. So this weekend, Danny, we know that you're a Chiefs fan, and so I assume that you'd be rooting for the Chiefs over the Bills. But what does your heart tell you?
My heart is my heart and head. Listen, man, I'm not picking against the Chiefs in the playoffs at Arrowhead. I'm just not going to do it. Burrow got him the once. Other than that, it's a pretty...
And Brady the once in the AFC Championship, right?
Yeah, right. And that game was at Arrowhead, too. And Brady. If they lose, they lose. But in general, I trust that Mahomes is going to get the job done and that they are going to win the game. I think that Buffalo will be able to run on Kansas City. Like, it was weird. Like, the Chiefs' run defense was awesome the first 10 weeks of the season. And then they played Buffalo in Week 11, and the Bills did a good job, and then the Bills have been an awesome running team ever since, and the Chiefs have been a pretty bad run defense since. So that's what would scare me, but it's such a close game. Like, I was going over the numbers this week, obviously, for the game and the show. Both teams outscored their opponents by 157 points this year. I mean, like, the point differentials for the Bills and the Chiefs were identical. These guys are 4-4 head-to-head with each other, Mahomes and Allen. The stats are virtually identical. Obviously, Mahomes has them in the playoffs, but, like, it's... These teams are so close. These quarterbacks are so close. I'll just give the edge to Mahomes and Andy Reid at Arrowhead, but it's a coin flip. I do think Philly wins the game. I do. I'm more confident in Philly winning and covering and winning, you know, by 10 or more against Washington than I am in the AFC game.
Okay, so if it's Chiefs-Philly, then what are your predictions? I mean, you got another week to find out what happens, but... What would your predictions be as of today?
I think the Chiefs would be favored by 1 or 2 points.
Really?
In that game, you know, barring any sort of, you know, massive injury that happens this weekend. I think the Bills would be favored over Philly by the same, 1 or 2 points. So, you know, I think, again, that would be a coin flip type of game, and I would trust Mahomes and Andy Reid. Like, is that rudimentary? Maybe. But, like, picking those guys in their prime to win big games is a pretty good bet most of the time.
Oh, that feels like a lot of what it is. When you look at the spread and you talk to people, a lot of it just feels like, even if you were a pessimistic fan and thought, I don't know if I like the Chiefs' chances this weekend, you've said that before, and the Chiefs have proven you wrong so many times at this point, you just go, man, the Chiefs are really hard to beat in the playoffs. So no matter how pessimistic you're feeling, you still by now, and I'm not saying that you are feeling pessimistic, but if you are, you know, like, I know Andy Reid and Mahomes know how to do this.
Mistakes.
Yeah.
Like, would they have one turnover in the last 8 games?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Kelce is rested. He had the best game of his season last week.
That was a good sign.
You know, you'd have another week off before the postseason. The Texans' defense is really good. I think they're better than Buffalo's defense, so I think the Chiefs will have an easier time on offense. Now, the Bills' offense is obviously much better than the Texans, so that's a double-edged sword. But, you know, Philly is awesome. I think Philly has the best roster in the NFL, but Mahomes is much better than Jalen Hurts, and Andy Reid is much better than Nick Sirianni.
Right.
So that's enough for me to pick the Chiefs in a coin flip game. But Philly's roster, you know, 2 through 53, I think is the best one left in the playoffs.
All right. Well, I will tell you, I think these are things you got to watch this weekend. If you see it happening, it's almost like, you know, chuckle with glee if you're a Chiefs fan. If you see Karloftis, not Sacks, and Dana able to set the edge. If they are able to set the edge and you see Bolton chase down, you got to chase him down. If you see him being able to chase down Josh Allen when he scrambles to make a play and be in his face and hit him every time, the Chiefs will win. If you start to see Dan or Karloftis get caught inside, get sucked up inside, and Allen be able to step up in the pocket and then run to his left or run to his right and break away and make plays with his legs and his feet, then it's like hold your head in sorrow. Then to me, that's the key of the game. It's three guys on defense. And the other thing is, I mean, Chris Jones is there. So if he has to step up too far, then Chris Jones can get him. So really, four people on defense, and to me, that's the key. Everything else is gold. Everything else is gold. But when Josh Allen gets out of the pocket, he can either run or pass. As good as the cornerbacks can be, you can't cover everybody forever.
Yeah, and I think it's a great point. I think it goes to the, you know, Bills rush offense, Chiefs rush defense thing I was saying earlier. And then this is the most cliched point ever. Like, you got to win the turnover battle. But I had my guy, the researcher, look it up today. Because the Bills are the best turnover differential team in the NFL this year. Both teams, the Chiefs and the Bills, have one turnover in their last eight games. So both teams are playing basically mistake-free football for 2 months. In Mahomes' career with the Chiefs, he's 39-1 when they win the turnover battle. When Josh Allen wins the turnover battle, 45-5.
Wow.
So just like you give them one extra possession, they win. So it feels like, is there going to be one mistake made in the game? My guess is whichever team either like forces an error on the other team or there's a giveaway.
Whichever team hits the quarterback out of bounds and gets a 15-yard flag for it. Those big penalty mistakes.
Again, I know who won the turnover battle. What an original thought. But with these guys, it's more stark with these guys than any other players in football.
All right. Danny Parkins. Thank you, Danny.
Good stuff, boys. Talk to you soon. See you.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.